Getting within a matter of Richard Belbeck here. Can Moriarty please step forward? Anything? Mr. Delvecchio.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chief Justice, Associate Justice of the Courts. Mr. Delvecchio is present here today. I was not expecting him, but he has appeared.
You'll sit on that side, sir. Am I correct? This is a default matter.
That is correct, Your Honor.
Has there been, tell us what we've heard from Mr. Delvecchio up until now.
Thank you, Your Honor.
I'll take appearances first. I did not realize we had two parties here.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chief Justice and Associate Justice of the Court, Ryan Moriarty, Assistant Ethics Counsel on behalf of the Office of Attorney Ethics.
Mr. Moriarty, please proceed.
Thank you. To answer your first question, Your Honor, this matter, we are before the court today on a certification of default from the Disciplinary Review Board as a result of Mr. Delvecchio's failure to file an answer to the complaint that was issued by the District 13 Ethics Committee. Thereafter, briefly before the day before the matter was scheduled to be heard before the Disciplinary Review Board, Mr. Delvecchio did ask for an adjournment that was denied by the Disciplinary Review Board. The decision was issued. This court reviewed that decision and issued an order to show cause, which required both parties to submit an oral argument form as well as briefing. The OAE submitted its brief and oral argument form. Mr. Delvecchio did not. I have not heard from Mr. Delvecchio until he appeared today, this afternoon, when I was waiting to be led into the courtroom, at which time he advised that he was here, understood the default nature of the matter, but was going to seek the court's request of an adjournment. I can go further into my presentation, Your Honor, but I wanted to answer that question first.
I'd like to ask one question first, and then we'll hear from Mr. Delvecchio. Under the order that was sent, under the report and recommendation that we have here from the URB, the $13,000 in fees that were taken, are they subject to being returned?
And I received the clerk's letter from Thursday of last week, Your Honor, in that matter. There was a recommendation from Ms. Joseph that they should be returned. I reviewed the record in this matter. This is a personal injury matter. The disciplinary precedent that deals with disgorgement of fees or returning of fees usually deals with situations in which a retainer is received and no work is done. My review of this matter was that though the grievant did not receive any substance of the fees because of the Medicare lien, that Mr. Delvecchio did timely file a complaint. He did appear at arbitration. He litigated the case, and that ultimately the grievant did agree to him receiving that fee, which was his one-third of the amount, in addition to some 2,000-plus amount in fees and costs associated with that. So from my review of the record, the fee was quote-unquote earned, and the conduct that brings us before the court is the failure to communicate to the grievant to allow her the opportunity to be part of the arbitration, as well as the findings of the District Ethics Committee and the Disciplinary Review Board as to what is asserted as a fabricated letter indicating that Mr. Delvecchio informed his client of the arbitration well in advance of when it was even scheduled.
You're representing to us that the client authorized the $13,000 in fees?
Yes. If you there was an exhibit that was attended to this in which there was a settlement statement, and the grievant said that she was not happy with the amount, but at that point, after losing her mother, after going back and forth with respondent as to what occurred at the arbitration, she essentially threw her hands up in the air, signed off on it, and wanted to move on.
Let's hear from Mr. Delvecchio and see how much further we go.
Thank you.
Point. You could step forward, please.
May it please the court, Mr. Delvecchio, I would like to open
come
up
to the center so that we can
hear you. May it please the court, Richard Delvecchio, I'd like to apologize to every member of this court and the committee concerning my default. Albeit I know it's no defense or excuse, but I've been undergoing significant treatment, I had told counsel outside, for prostate and periodontal disease problems.
Just want you to know that this is, of course, being broadcast live, and that affects the extent of
My privacy. I know, Judge. That's one of the reasons why I didn't want to really, submit medical documents and so forth concerning that. But I'm waiting for the dental problems to clear up to get another surgery. But in any event, Judge, besides the point, it is strictly my fault, regardless of my medical problems, that I did not respond appropriately to the ethics investigation. However, we did cooperate with the interview process. We did submit all the documents. There are, be it as it may, there are several misstatement of facts, miscarriage of justice in the complaint that was filed by the ethics.
I'm afraid we can't conduct a hearing right now.
Okay.
We accept, in view of the fact that this is a default, we accept the allegations of the complaint. There's been no motion to vacate the default. Am I correct?
Yes, Judge, I like the.
Not as of this point, I understand.
No, I'd like the opportunity to hire a council judge to file the appropriate motions to vacate, to set forth. Your Honor, this file is significantly, it's huge, Judge.
Are you practicing law right now?
Well, I was waiting. We had a what do you call here with Your Honor, right? This was the determination of whether I'm suspended for 6 months or for.
When did you last practice law?
Well, after I got the letter to say I'm stopping, right?
You tell us.
Yeah, I mean, that's my understanding, right?
When is it that you ceased practicing law?
I don't have the exact dates in front of me, Judge.
Give or take.
A couple months ago, Your Honor. Within the last few months, I assume. But then I had applied to the court for review, and they wrote me a letter saying they're going to have a separate hearing to determination whether I was going to be suspended or disbarred, is what I had received from.
The order to show cause.
Yeah. No, but prior to that, I had filed a request that a hearing be conducted.
You clarify this if you can. You were practicing law at the time of the investigation being conducted by the OAE.
Yes.
And the failure to respond to the DRB.
Yes.
What is it that you are asking for at this time?
I'm asking for adjournment of this proceeding, Your Honor, in order to hire counsel to submit a motion to vacate the default proceedings along with an opportunity for the record to be fair, Judge, and for the matter to be set forward. I know you don't want me to talk about specific facts, but the plaintiff passed in this matter, Judge. When I met with her in Connecticut, Your Honor, she was on a respirator, or not a respirator, she was on the oxygen, receiving oxygen. She had no memory or any facts whatsoever of this accident.
Respectfully, we can't conduct a de novo hearing right now.
I know.
Based on your representations to us. That's not how the disciplinary process proceeds.
Okay.
And I can tell from your candid smile that you appreciate that as well.
I do. I totally understand that. So what I'm looking for now, Your Honor, is
an adjournment?
Yes, Judge.
Is it your intent to practice law from today forward until this matter is resolved?
I guess not. No. Not until the court vacates it, I assume. I would accept the suspension until that occurs, because right now the recommendation or the default was for 6 months, of my understanding, correct? And then
the most prudent thing to do, and others are welcome to weigh in, would be to pause this proceeding and wait to hear from the clerk of the court as to next steps.
Okay.
Anything else either of you would like to present?
I will wait.
When you say the clerk, you mean this clerk of this
clerk
court?
Of the Supreme Court.
Okay. All right. That's
fine. You'll get something in writing from the clerk.
Thank you, Judge. I appreciate it.
Thank you.